When bears hibernate, do they really go back to their home planet? We've heard of chords such as A, C, and D, but what about chord X? What does that sound like? All of these questions you can find the answer to on this paranormal life. Boom!
I was trying to make the chord X.
I think the chord X is just truth. It's not so much as a musical note as like a realization that you've been brought up in a world of lies.
Yeah, I know for me, that first came whenever I was a young kid. And sometimes you just get that knowledge that just hits you at the core of your very being. For me, that was hearing that I would never want to shit the age of four.
We should point out that the X chord is similar to the brown note. you will shit yourself, is what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to this podcast before, every week we investigate a brand new paranormal tale, case, conspiracy, theories, whatever. And at the end of it, we come to a conclusion as professional paranormal investigators as to whether or not the case that we've talked about is real or is it false. We've had a string of falses recently.
Unfortunately.
Maybe one real a while ago.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I can bring another big old reel to the table today.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited. Let's hear it.
Well, we're not going to be talking about a paranormal case this week. I thought we'd mix it up and do like a conspiracy this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Listen, the name of the show is This Paranormal Life, but everyone who's listening right now, everyone loves conspiracies.
What's more paranormal than a goddamn conspiracy? Grays.
Right. Genuinely paranormal things, of course.
Yeah, ghosts.
Bigfoot.
Spirits.
Anything else.
Ghouls, goblins, vampires. Basically, episodes one to whatever.
Yeah.
But this one, it's all about the conspiracy, baby. Let's just dive right in.
Okay.
All right, I'm not going to tell you anything about this one. We just got to get right into it.
Okay.
It's 2004, and Britney Spears was at the top of her game.
Wow.
She had already released such huge singles as Hit Me Baby One More Time and Oops, I Did It Again.
Jesus Christ.
Both.
I mean, back-to-back bangers.
Exactly. Absolute bangers. No one is arguing that those are not bangers. And on top of this, she has just released Toxic.
Holy
which
shit.
I would argue is the best Britney Spears song of all time.
Strong words, but
things were good. Things were good in Britney's life.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2004, during a shoot for her upcoming music video, Britney fell and badly injured her leg.
Oh, really?
This fall was bad. So bad that she was forced to cancel her tour and undergo surgery.
Holy shit. I mean, she was athletic.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I think on the set of Toxic, there was probably like snakes or something. It's probably venomous animals.
I don't remember a lot of that music video, but wasn't she like an assassin on a plane?
Right.
Just shanking people and breaking necks?
Yeah, that's ringing a bell. And I heard Britney is method.
To shoot the music video Toxic, she was actually injected with a highly dangerous cell agent that killed four pop stars before her.
Yeah.
But she was the one to actually ride it through and be able to do the song, which I think is, you know, fair play to her.
Which I actually think is kind of cool.
Maybe that's why the song is so good, because it comes from a place of reality. Like, Oops, I Did It Again. You know she messed up. She messed up before. Knees hurt, has to take a break and cancel the tour. But while she was on this break, word started to spread about a new song called Mona Lisa that she was working on. Which was weird, because Britney was supposed to be on a hiatus from work, and no new music was planned at all. Then on December 31st, 2004, something strange happened. Radio host Jesse Lozano is in the middle of presenting at LA's hottest station, Kiss FM.
Kiss FM.
Kiss FM.
Kiss FM.
Welcome to the hottest radio station in LA.
Yo, what's up? It's, what's his name?
Jesse Lozano.
Jesse Lozano here. How are you feeling out there, L.A.?
Woo!
Now, we have got a very special premiere for you this afternoon. We are bringing you the X-Note. That's right, folks. A new frontier of the world's musical horizons, and we're pretty excited to see how you guys are enjoying it out there.
He's on Kiss FM when all of a sudden he gets a phone call at the station. Hey, what's up? You're on the line with Jesse Lozano. Oh, wait, this was a private phone call? He probably didn't sound like that.
Maybe he did.
Jesse Lozano.
Jesse Lozano.
Can you please just talk like a normal human? You f***ing creep. The phone is quiet, but then he hears on the other side.
Hey, this is Britney Spears. I want to come and play my new song.
First off, nothing works like that in LA. Kanye doesn't call you and go, what up? I have a track. His managers, his people, talk to your
you've
people.
Got your people.
These things are months in advance.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't how this thing works.
Ideally, no one even talks to anyone.
Absolutely
you know,
not.
Your people have their own people. Their people have their own people.
The song is loaded onto a USB pen and fired out of one of those like t-shirt cannons, mm-hmm. like through the office window into the computer. It downloads immediately and goes on the air. That's how I want to live. When I order a goddamn sub sandwich, I don't want to talk to the delivery man. I don't want to talk to the guy at the cashier. I want that bad boy high velocity fired into my cake hole. That's how I want to live.
And ideally,
hell, that's how I want to die.
It blows right out the back of your skull.
They actually put it on high. Fired that BLT through the back of my throat.
And then all the Rory fans will be on conspiracy subreddits being like, there's no way he was able to fire the BLT cannon himself. It was murder.
The BLT contained a cheese that Rory did not have in his fridge. He did not make the sandwich. He thinks this is a prank, but he goes along with it. He says, Okay, Brittany, come on by the studio. Listen, we'll play your new song.
If Brittany does call, you know, what are you going to do? Call that person's bluff and just be like, oh, yeah, real likely, Brittany, if that is your real name. You know, you're just going to go. This is LA. Everyone's sucking up to everyone.
You just
got to
do
it. Very fast pace. You just got to say yes to every opportunity that comes your way.
Yes. Give me the drugs. I'll take them. Put the money in the bag. It's just LA life, baby. And before he knows it, it isn't long before Britney arrived at the station with her bodyguard.
Wow.
The Britney Spears in
That's
the flesh.
That's insane.
The first strange thing was that when she arrived, there was no press, no paparazzi, no newspapers.
Okay, well,
at all.
You know, she might have evaded them, who knows?
But this, as we said, this is Britney at her goddamn peak.
Yeah, they're not TMZ aren't letting up on this puppy.
If she goes to the supermarket.
Yeah.
To buy a banana.
Front page news.
Britney uses banana to smoke crack. It was taking anything at the time.
Banana Gate, page 3.
So they're live on the radio talking about her new album.
Okay.
And Jesse asks, Britney, you're saying you got a new album coming out? Yeah, I haven't decided on a title for the project, but I'm leaning towards The Original Doll. After a brief chat, Britney introduced the song. Little did anyone know that this was going to be the first and last time Mona Lisa would ever be heard on the radio.
Okay, this is her new song. Holy shit.
This is Britney's new song. This song that's just come out of nowhere. Here's the spoken intro.
This is a story about Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a little story to tell. About Mona Lisa and how she suddenly fell. Now see, everyone knew her, they knew her oh so well. Now I'm taking over to release her from her spell.
The song played in its entirety, and people were immediately weirded out with how rough it sounded compared to her usual polished pop sound.
Fans of Britney Spears' live show, however, were very much at home.
Even more unusual were the lyrics to the chorus. The lyrics were, she's the original, she's unforgettable, she wants you to know, yeah, she's been cloned. She's so unpredictable, she wants you to know, yeah, she's been cloned. After the debut of the new single, obviously the papers are blowing up. People are calling her managers, her record label, asking about her new album. But when anyone asked, they replied that Mona Lisa would not be serviced to the radio and no new album is in production at the moment.
Weird.
What is going on here, Kit?
I don't want to ask too much of you. I'm really enjoying the story so far. You said this went out in Kiss FM.
Kiss FM.
One of the most popular radio stations probably in North America.
Absolutely.
Do we have a recording of this?
We do have a recording of this.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Please.
All right.
JoJo's Top 9 at 9. Kiss FM.
Britney Spears live in studio.
Do you have to take a super secret CIA mission secure route to Burbank from your crib?
Weird already.
I didn't see anybody outside.
I know,
looked,
it's
there
awesome.
Wasn't one camera anywhere.
I know, it was great.
How'd you pull it off?
I don't know,
you
just
kind of
snuck away.
Did you put a disguise on?
Snuck away? Disguises?
CIA? What are you sneaking away from?
good luck with your album. It's untitled.
It's probably going to be called The Original Doll. So.
And it's half done?
Yeah, it's halfway done right now.
All right, so maybe by the summer? Maybe by the fall?
Yeah, maybe a little bit earlier.
All right, well, more of her new song.
Early.
I know.
To right now?
Okay, I'll cheat. That's the next song. Number one, next.
Kiss FM. Starting January 6th.
Radio is mental, isn't it? It's just noise. It's just batshit crazy noise.
Before we have Britney Spears debut her number one.
Like, you've already introduced it.
I know.
Just get to it.
Okay, I think this is it.
First, I almost forgot. We got cool freebies. 800-521.
Jesus Christ. Jesse.
Season 1 on DVD. It's yours right now. Caller 102 gets hooked up. Here we go. Britney's new song. Go ahead, darling.
Hi, what's up? This is Britney Spears, and this is Mona Lisa, and it's number one.
Number one! Yeah! Number one! That was her name. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Jesus Christ, man, shut up!
She was taken under, drowning in her sea. Running like an angel, she was crying but could not see.
Oh no!
Everyone's watching as she starts to fall. Now don't have a breakdown, you will hit the freaking wall. She's unforgettable.
What's your explanation for this so far?
I mean,
got none? Thought so.
Move on.
Let's proceed.
Definitely, you know, even the radio DJ was remarking it was weird that she didn't even have any, like, entourage.
Yeah.
Did you take some CIA route out here? She was like, no, I escaped.
Yeah.
Song's weird. It could just be bad still. Devil's advocate here. What if she has just gone above the head of her, like, label and management team and everything?
The Illuminati.
And
yeah.
Maybe she's just gone over the head of her team here and just showcased something that they didn't want to get out. They were like, Britney, this song f***ing sucks. The world cannot hear this. And she's like, it's my art.
That's a good,
I'm going to show, what's his name? Was it Joey? Adam Lozano?
Jesse?
I'm going to call Jesse right now. He's going to hear my art and he's going to show my art to the world.
Have you ever heard Britney Spears before? Have you ever heard her talk?
Yeah. Hit me, baby, once again.
Not the title. Not the title of any of her songs.
Poisonous.
Toxic. Poisonous.
But maybe they didn't want this song to get out because it sucked. I don't know.
It does suck.
She went through a rough time. We all know that.
What about the chorus? I've been cloned. I've been cloned.
I forgot to listen to that on the playback, though.
She wants you to know she's been cloned. She's been cloned, she's been cloned. It says it three times.
I didn't hear that, though.
It'll be in the edit.
Okay.
Unless I can't find it, and then it's all cut.
She's the original. She's
all right, well, seeing as we're covering a conspiracy here, we're going to go with the most popular theory out there. Why does a record label deny the album exists? What are these strange lyrics about? Well, Kit, what if Britney Spears had been cloned?
Just like she said.
Just like she said. Just like she hinted at so subtly in her course, she's been cloned. She wants you to know she's been cloned. It's little hidden messages like that that make me see the bigger picture. Everyone else missed it, but I think she's been f***ing cloned.
Just imagining her in the studio with Jesse. The album's coming out like next week, and then while he's talking, she's just mouthing at him.
Help me, help me. Every time the chorus says she's been cloned, she like nudges him in the shoulder. You see, Kit, back at the start of 2004, where this story began, mm-hmm. Britney Spears was the biggest star in the world.
Right.
But for the first time, she was getting a lot of bad press.
Oh.
She impulsively married her childhood friend and then got annulled 55 hours later.
Jesus.
Her live performances were getting slated by music blogs. Britney was going bad. And as the biggest pop star in the world who was making them an incredible amount of money, this just could not happen.
Mm.
This was a cash cow that you couldn't have churning out sour milk. Nice. Is that a metaphor? Thank you. Yeah. I know I should stop there, but I feel like I could get another one.
Let's go for it.
This was a... I should have stopped, but I've started the sentence, so we're going to go again. This was a goddamn...
This was a golden chicken that kept laying goddamn...
omelets. Pre-cooked omelets. This was a goddamn jellyfish that made perfect jelly. Peanut butter and all.
This is a f***ing sea lion that couldn't roar.
I don't even know what she is anymore. Is she bad or good? Whatever she was, this couldn't happen. So later that year... is when Brittany had her little accident on set.
Okay, okay.
She fell, injured her knee, not that big of a deal, mm-hmm. but the doctors insisted that she have arthroscopic surgery on her knee.
Oh.
Seems strange just for injuring your knee, doesn't it?
Hey, Doc, I took a tumble while we were dancing, but okay. It was nothing, but like the management, they're just insisting that I come see you just to get like it looked once over. So anyway, I'll like sit up on the
all
desk
right,
here.
That's great. So, could you just put okay. this wooden stick in your mouth uh-huh. so I can get a look at your tonsils?
Fine, sure. I have nothing to do with the
if you
injury,
could just
though.
Say, you need surgery.
What?
You need surgery right now. Nurse, get everyone in here!
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna be putting you to... That's to put you to sleep. Good night, Brittany. I guess you could say you're toxic and slipping under. Everyone get in here, please. Take her blood, take her DNA, take everything. She's like, I'm not out yet.
Oh, we missed the vein. Okay, sit still, sweetheart. I'm just imagining her going to the doctor and her just being like, yeah, I think I just might have... pulled a muscle. I guess I might just take a week off or whatever. He's like, just pulls out like a DIY hammer and just smashes the outside of her kneecap.
Nurse, take your blood, take everything, take the bone. I'm not under yet. Stop saying things before I'm under. So she had the arthroscopic surgery and that was all they needed. Now they had blood samples, okay. skin tissue, right. bone marrow,
okay.
goddamn DNA juice, everything you would need to make a full clone.
Is it everything we need? I mean, humans haven't been cloned yet.
Humans haven't been cloned yet. You call yourself the goddamn co-host of this podcast. You're saying humans haven't even been cloned yet. How do I know you're not a goddamn clone?
Can you prove to me in any way that a human being has been cloned yet?
By the end of this episode, you're going to be yes. You're going to be yes.
Just to say, I'm like, can you prove to me in any way? Another Rory steps out behind you. Oh, shit.
What do you have to say now, kids? So they cloned her. And what happened? I'll tell you what happened, Kit. Brittany found out. She knew that the higher-ups had cloned her, and she knew that there was another Brittany ready to take her place the second she got too old or tired or disobedient.
The big three.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid she become an old, tired, disobedient woman.
Jesus Christ.
So from 2004 onwards, Brittany struggled to deal with the knowledge that she had, in fact, being cloned. She had to smile through every performance, knowing that at any moment she could be abducted and swapped out for a clone.
Do you think her manager, like, you know, on a night that she was just like, she was like, this is bullshit, I have two concerts in one day, like I haven't even had a break for 3 months, like yeah. I'm getting overworked here, like I need some time off, I need better conditions. And the manager wheels in the Brittany clone. He's like, now Brittany, you wouldn't want to be replaced by Brittany 2, would you? And like Brittany 2 is like they haven't nailed the clone yet. She's like cross-eyed.
Yeah. And Grogan, it's like, she looks just like you and performs in every way. Pushes a button on her side. I'm poison. I'm going to die soon.
Okay.
So this is the problem that she faces. How can she let people know what was going on? Well, that's where she had her idea, Kit, for Mona Lisa.
Oh, okay, right.
In person, she could tell a handful of people. In a song, she could tell millions
so
about what was going
true.
On.
True. This, you know, this is like, I don't know, some like, we've talked about, what are they called? Like,
doppelgangers.
No.
Bigfoot.
No. We have talked about all those things, yes.
Right.
It's like one of those, you know, wartime cryptic codes.
Vampires?
They use.
Oh.
No.
Right, sorry.
I mean,
I
said wartime cryptic. And
vampires.
Again, no, still not vampires.
Right, sorry.
Just let me finish the sentence. So it's like a cryptic code.
Right. And the code was written by...
No.
Nessie.
No.
I'm going to let you finish.
Please.
I think
do.
It's easier okay, if so we just let
it's like a code.
Cool.
That you. That within yeah. a seemingly innocuous set of information,
you can what?
Don't
what can
try
we do?
And don't try and finish my sentences.
I just feel like we're in this together now. Sorry,
we're not. I'm finishing my point.
And then
you
I'll
wait.
Counterpoint.
We've been over this so many times. So you finish. So, wait till I finish right. my point.
Gotcha. Sorry.
You haven't got
just
it.
Excited.
You haven't got it. In a seemingly innocuous piece of information, someone could encode something that could be a person with the right tools could. Be able to decipher this and get the hidden message within.
True. I think the problem is that maybe she went too subtle with it. Only high-class paranormal detectives, conspiracy experts like ourselves, were right. able to take from that song that she had, in fact, been cloned.
Yeah.
Because the song's called Mona Lisa. So everyone's thinking, well, it's not about Britney. It's about Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Was she cloned? No, it's a painting.
It's by like Leonardo DiCaprio or whoever painted that,
whoever,
painted Mona
yeah.
Lisa.
But point being, she's made the song to try and tell the world about what's happening here.
Yeah.
So a couple of years pass, and as Britney's personal and professional life got more complicated, it felt like any day she could be swapped out. So what do you do when the Illuminati are gonna swap you out for an identical replica, Kit? You shave your head. They can't swap
they
you
can't.
For a clone if you don't have any hair.
It's true. I mean, but what's to stop them from shaving the clone?
You know, she was like telling your friend, like, you know, shaving off, like, mm-hmm. so I'm going to shave off the hair. And then obviously they won't be able to swap me for a clone. Brittany, what if they shave the clone's head? There's no escape! I'll just move everywhere, hopping on one foot. The clone is hopping. I can see it in the fuck. As we assumed, this backfired completely. Her manager spun this in the news as her having a mental breakdown and forced her to go into a psychiatric hospital.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
Oh, she's...
You know that's what Britney's manager sounded like,
oh,
by the
absolutely.
Way. Oh, she's lost her mind.
So she went into the psychiatric hospital. And this was the last time we ever saw the real Britney Spears.
Really?
Alone behind closed doors, they made the swap. 72 hours later, clone Britney emerged from the hospital.
It's just like in, you know, the movies, Britney Spears emerges, you know, from the hospital just with like a tiny scar in her head.
Yeah. Britney, tell us about Mona Lisa. That was not a song. That was nothing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I love my managers.
And you know she's British now for
yeah.
some reason.
Yeah.
They didn't quite get the clone right.
They didn't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's singing the clone songs like, I'm poison, I'm going to die soon. Clone Britney went on to take over the career of regular Britney Spears.
Mm.
Later in 2007, Clone Britney released a new album called Blackout. It was filled with pleasant, successful pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't long before everyone forgot about Mona Lisa and the strange incident with Britney at the radio station.
It was simple. All they had to do was release another platinum-selling number one album.
Yeah, called Blackout. Literally blacking out the past.
The original,
these people are taking the piss.
The original working title was Under the Carpet.
It's like the Roswell thing, you know? You let the people of Roswell hold freaking alien festivals now because if you tried to shut it down, it would look way conspicuous.
That's very true.
So the more you build it up into a thing, the less it becomes a real incident.
Mm.
So Blackout obviously was a huge success. Everyone forgot about this weird track, Mona Lisa, and showing up randomly to play at a radio station. That was until fake Britney released a new music video for one of her singles off the album called Break the Ice. Have you ever seen the music video for Break the Ice?
Never.
It's an animated music video
mm-hmm.
that depicts herself, Britney Spears, using a bomb to destroy a cloning center.
Shut up.
I am being 100% what? Honest. It's a video about her finding a cloning center with Britney Spears's in tubes, and she blows it up and rips the face off of the like robotic lizard man who runs it.
This is very confusing because did Britney herself animate this video?
Apparently she worked with someone on the video,
uh-huh.
but the idea behind it was 100% hers.
100% Britney.
Right.
Right. Ever since the Hit Me Baby One More Time days, this is what she'd been wanting to bring to the world.
Exactly.
First it was schoolgirl outfits. Now it is Lizard Man cloning centers being bombed.
Right. I guess she was always getting a little more intense because it was like, hit me, baby, one more time. Right. You know, kind of like badass. Then it was like, toxic. Now I'm poisoned and I'm a secret agent. And now it's literally like, I've been cloned. I'm going to bomb a cloning center and kill the lizard in charge.
Her next album will presumably just be her joining ISIS.
Just with a...
the baddest chick of all.
Yeah. Ridiculous. And I guess it brings up a lot of questions as to why would clone Britney be making a video about destroying a clone center?
That's very interesting.
I believe that when the original Britney was cloned, they didn't think that it would carry over all of her thoughts, knowledge, wisdom, power, courage, everything that forms the Triforce.
Power of the dolphin.
Everything that old Britney
Dragon
had.
Dragon talisman.
Was carried over to clone Britney.
Right.
So all of that hatred for her management and hatred for the duplicating of pop stars was carried over to clone Britney.
Have you ever seen the Judge Dredd movie?
Yes.
With like Sylvester Stallone?
Yes.
And there's the moment when they're revealing his past to him.
Oh, it's a great moment.
And he's looking at the portrait of him and his family.
Yeah.
And then they Photoshop style remove the layers to reveal that he never had a family. He was born in a government facility.
Of course.
And he screams into the night air, "My whole life has been a lie."
That would be Britney.
That was clone Britney.
As soon as she walked into this facility and saw hundreds of Britneys.
It's some Ghost in the Shell shit.
It's crazy. It's literally the Prestige. Do you know how hard it is for her to go to sleep at night, not knowing if she's going to be the Britney on the stage or the Britney who died? I don't remember the quote. I haven't seen the movie in a while. The Britney on the stage, or the Britney that was had her knee smashed in. Now, obviously, there have been a lot of stories about celebrities that have been cloned.
Right.
Eminem, Justin Timberlake, Paul McCartney, Avril Lavigne.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of theories about all of these celebrities at one point being swapped out for other celebrities, mm-hmm. other impersonators, people coming in to take their place. And in 2015, do you know the rapper B.O.B.?
Yeah.
Popular guy, couple mil on Twitter.
Absolutely. And a purveyor of the truth.
Exactly.
Which I think you're about to bring up.
In 2015, he tweeted, "I swear I don't want any attention or money or fame, no more, just to get the truth out." The truth you've been hidden from since birth. They basically want to drip feed the truth about human cloning to us as if it's too soon to come. But it's been here.
I'm actually flabbergasted. I thought you were going to talk about, B.O.B. believes the earth's flat, so.
Right.
But that
one
didn't
of
come
us,
up.
Brother. Fair no, enough. What? This? No.
He has a lot of beliefs.
Are you trying to discredit B.O.B? This is a man on the inside, kid, talking about celebrity cloning.
Yeah, this guy's probably been to the Grammys.
I have deep dove. I have psycho dived into the story of celebrity cloning. I have watched a video of Miley Cyrus be replaced by a clone on stage live at a concert.
You have to back that up with the video.
Do I? Shit. I thought if I said it loud enough, you'd just believe me.
And then if I admitted to it at a high volume that it was a dream, you wouldn't notice.
I just show you episode one of Hannah Montana, where she swaps between Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana. Like, what about that, Kit? She's got the best of both worlds. She gets to relax and take it slow and rock out the show. F***ing clone. Miley Cyrus clone? I'm just going
to
Google that.
That's a good way to get some biased information, I feel.
I believe this is when she was performing with the Jonas Brothers.
Great tour. I followed them round. 30 cities, no less. Sold acid in the car park.
So that's Britney there. Or not Britney. Goddamn. That's Miley there in the pink. Watch this. Taken away. Look who comes out. It's a different girl.
How do you know that? This is filmed from at least 100 foot away.
Look, did you see it? You can see.
So for the audience, she went behind a door and then reemerged from behind a door.
Bullshit. She's taken out one door and another girl is legitimately brought on. She's coated out. Another girl emerges. Unfortunately, That is the entirety of my research. A grainy video of Hannah Montana swapping into...
I actually watched a lot of Hannah Montana as well.
It was mostly that, Camp Rock, High School Musical 1, 2, and 3. I had to make sure that there was no other cloning going on
in
there.
And across hundreds of hours of screen time, there was... Well, that was it.
What are your thoughts, Kate?
You're right. This is
Thank you. Thanks for listening for this week's episode of This Paranormal Life.
You're right that this is a persistent... issue in the celebrity community. Rumors of cloning are abound, and cool. As you say, they've been applied to lots of different people. One of the tricky things about this particular rumor is that it can be used by the artist to leverage even more press success. I know whenever another rock star, Andrew WK, was accused of being a clone and being quite literally a different person from his first album to his second album.
Right.
Being a good clone, he could have, you know, played the role of Andrew WK going, all these rumors are absolute nonsense. I am, of course, the same person, and I will be suing anyone who says otherwise. Instead, he kind of, in interviews, was like, I suppose I am a different person than I was when I started out. You know, and these kind of cryptic phrases.
They're like, you mean like you've grown as a musician and stuff? He's like, yes. Also physically.
Well, like you've grown a beard. Yes, but also different genes.
What, the Levi's? Yes, but also blood.
What, on the Levi's? Yes, but also...
but also in me.
Also eye color. What, the contacts? Yes!
Yes!
And additionally with B.O.B., I mean, it has to be said with B.O.B. that these claims about the Earth being flat and other such fantastical sort of paranoid conspiracy claims, they conveniently kind of come out around, you know, new album and single campaigns.
True.
You're wearing a B.O.B. hat. So it can be problematic that these are people who live off of rumors. Their entire livelihood is fueled by goddamn TMZ. So if TMZ is running the story that they're clones, hell is good for business.
Is it? Is it good for business? If people think you're a clone? In my day, chord progression sold music, not clone rumors. I guess the industry's changed a little since...
Also, we should start actually running some hardcore clone rumors because it might shift the single.
Yeah, that'd be great. Or some chompies, for Christ's sake.
But as a principal investigator in this case, where do you come down in this one?
It's tough. It's difficult. You know, I looked into a lot of different cases. I looked into Britney's case, which was insane. This single that, mm-hmm. you know, was never ever released on radio, this version of it. Also, what if these celebrities, when they're cloned, don't even know they've been cloned? How many celebrities are out there right now who have been cloned thinking that they're the original? What if Mona Lisa Britney was a clone?
What if the Mona Lisa was a goddamn clone?
What if I'm a clone?
We need to wrap up this podcast and start investigating.
I'm freaking the shit out. What if every week at the end of our podcast, we start rambling into territories that we're not supposed to go to? Some MIB agent snipes us both in the head and they put in Rory V 20 goddamn 3.
Don't you think it's convenient that every single day we go to sleep, every single day we black out for an indeterminate amount of time and you wake up and maybe you've got a smartphone and it tells you, oh, you were out for 7 hours, buddy. You got some really restful sleep. Have a great day. See you again tonight.
Or should it say, have a good first day, clone. I wasn't going to bring this up. There's goddamn holes in my neck when I wake up. As I age, I have gotten fatter. I have gotten older looking physically. And I think I'm being cloned every day.
Into a slightly worse version of myself.
I don't know how to stop it because I need sleep. I tried staying up 7 days on end. Somehow, without blacking out, I got older and uglier at rapid speed.
They must have wheeled me out and replaced my body in record time. I believe the next experiment is to not blink for as long as possible.
Right, because every blink is a micro blackout. You know what? If there's anything that you should take away from this podcast, is don't blink.
Don't sleep.
That gives them an opening for you to be carted out and put up with Compliance Bot 2.0. I think regardless of what the answer is to this podcast, if it's a yes or if it's a no, I just want everyone to take away from this, don't blink, don't sleep. You'll get replaced.
I think that's probably, I know we've got a lot of mottos for the paranormal commune, but I think this is a new one.
In terms of this case with Brittany, it is one of the more convincing ones, but I think, you know, this journey of her having this semi-breakdown, this rogue album with this strange single on it, I think it was more or less probably a cry for help from a struggling musician who was probably surrounded by yes men. Which is quite sad, actually, because in a sense, it was a sad song about feeling like you've been cloned, but I think much more of a emotional way. She was going through a difficult time, and I think she was trying to express that the only way she knows how, with music.
With shitty pop music. You know, I've been in the music industry. It's common knowledge that, you know, everything you see up on that stage, everything you see on the goddamn MTV, that's a facade. And it's no coincidence that all these artists, they are personas. And so what you have here is people taking the duality of the person that is Britney Spears and the persona that is Britney Spears and thinking they're literally two different things.
Exactly.
When the reality is they're just two sides of the same coin.
One coin, people. Which means the clone, which means the coin has not been cloned.
Two sides of the same clone. It's a yes.
It's a yes from me this week. No. I think from me this week is going to be a no.
It's a no.
Unfortunately, we might come back to another celebrity cloning. I've heard the Avril Lavigne one is very convincing, so we might come back to that one. But thank you so much for listening. A conspiracy this week. Not quite paranormal, but very suspicious.
Let us know what you guys thought of it. Maybe we'll do some more.
And if you want to go a step further and support the podcast, we have a Patreon where all the proceeds go directly to us. No clones, just the pockets of Kit 1 and Rory 1.
Kit 1, Rory 3.
It's first, just Rory died. We had to clone him. Second one, again, bit the same electrical wire that Rory 1 did. Had to replace him. Me, this Rory, doing fine. The wire looks delicious, sure, but I've learned not to bite it. Just a nibble, though. Just a nibble. No. Real quick. Right.
We've been over this. Cannot do
it. Cannot bite it. Yeah. Cool. Later, then.
No.
So if you want to support us, you can join the Patreon, where you can get bonus episodes, merchandise, research notes, loads of fantastic stuff. So definitely check that out at patreon.com/thisparanormallife. We also have a Facebook group, which you can join and chat with all your friends about cool conspiracy theories and paranormal tales. It is a secret, but just because we like you guys, we'll let you join for a reduced fee. The fee? Your silence.
You get to join. You do have to delete your Facebook account permanently 24 hours later. But those 24 hours will be some of the most meme-worthy of your lives.
Yeah. And if you do support us on Patreon, what we like to do is at the end of every episode, give you a little shout-out, little thank you, just to show our appreciation for your support.
That's right. Thank you to Brea Wise.
Good to have someone that's actually wise for once in our midst.
Wow.
Yeah, in my midst, sorry, because I'm wise, obviously, but dumb over here.
Okay.
Thank you so much, you wise, wise wizard, for contributing to the This Paranormal Life Patreon. Nothing wiser than that, but investing your money in an emerging market, the paranormal.
Thank you to Nick Shields.
Nick the Brick. He is the rubble in which we build our house. Brick by brick, Nick by Nick. We are able to form this beautiful commune. It's people like him that don't mind being cemented down into the dirt.
You know, we truly stand on the shoulders of giants and live on the foundations of Nick's. Thank you also to George.
Of the jungle or the city? Just a regular George?
I think Curious.
Curious, that little monkey bastard. Welcome aboard, George. Here's a banana for good luck and a loaded hairy AK. Welcome to the commune.
Thank you to Jamie Tripresset. I don't know how to pronounce that, Jamie. I apologize, but thank you.
I always think when the world's in trouble and you're wondering, should I drop the nuke? Your fingers hovering over the button. You should try and press it. I was so worried about making the pun. I don't really know what I was talking about. Nuking the world?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Jamie. That's a bad idea.
Too late.
Oh, shit.
He's a guy. he actually lives on like a nuclear base. He had his finger hovered over the thing.
His arms are so long he can reach both keys.
GoldenEye keys ready. Thank you also to Kirby Bondi.
Kirby, we heard you suck. That's right. Like the little pink ball of shit inside. Oh, I really hope he knows who Kirby is, or else that's going to sound really bad.
He has to.
Thank you so much for contributing to the Patreon, Kirby. Please do not suck me up and duplicate me like a weird clone. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, and enjoy the future episodes.
Thank you also to Sam Mulholland.
Wham, bam, thank you, Sam. Get inside my paranormal bam. Couldn't think of a rhyme there, but does that make the song any less valid? Slightly, yes, it does, because it didn't rhyme. But regardless, thank you so much for contributing to the This Paranormal Life Patreon. We are in your debt.
Thank you too, Charlie Sainsbury.
Charlie Sainsbury's? How's that for a meal deal? I prefer Tesco personally, but Sainsbury's got those ba-ba-ba bags for life. And that's right, those ba-ba-ba bags are deep enough to hold all the pennies we need for the This Paranormal Life Patreon.
Cool.
I don't think any of those sentences really made sense, but we're rolling with it now. I'm on fire. Put me out.
I'm in pain.
Trying to die.
Thank you to William Hart.
William tried so hard and got so fart. But in the end, it didn't even martyr. Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone who supported us on Patreon thus far. If you hadn't heard your name thus far, that just means it's coming. Your shout out is coming. We thank you for your support. We are just getting there. So thanks for being patient and bearing with us. I hope you all have enjoyed this week's episode. Let us know what you think at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, we will see you on Tuesday for a brand new paranormal tale.
Boom.